Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, you know what time it is. Every Friday at 11:20, we find out how to make that money this weekend. How else am I going to make money? But first, you know, if you're planning your next vacation right now, let me help you out. Let JetBlue Vacations take you there. Go to the ticket contest page, TicketMiami.com. Click JetBlue Vacations Weekend Trip Giveaway, and you could register right now, no cost, for your chance to win a JetBlue Vacations package. That's two round-trip travel certificates and a $1,000 certificate for hotel, car rental, activities. Blackout dates, terms, and conditions apply. Go check it out right now. Our pal is Nick Costas, Radio.com sports betting insider, of course, host of You Better You Bet. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And, of course, you can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app and on the website. Hey, Nick, how you doing? Good morning.
What's going on, Zazlo and Amber? Great to talk to you and great to talk to the people, the great people of South Florida on this Football Friday.
So I want to ask you first what you thought going into the game last night. Because, you know, normally when I'm placing my bets, I put in the bet about 10 or 15 minutes before kickoff. I want as much time to think about it as possible. I want to see if the line moves a half a point maybe in the direction I want it to. But yesterday afternoon, I just couldn't understand why Kansas City was just a 3.5-point favorite. I had to get on that right quick. I thought that was a gift. What was your take going into the game last night?
I love the Broncos. They were one of my favorite picks of the week. In the video I do for Sports Illustrated every week, they were one of my five favorite plays. Now, I am in the Super Contest in Las Vegas, but I did not submit the Broncos. Thankfully, it's one of my plays, so I still have to submit my plays today, my five plays for week seven in the NFL. I was not surprised by the line movement at all, and I had bet it earlier in the week at +4.5 when the number was a little bigger for Kansas City. Coming into the game, I mean, like, Kansas City can't stop the run at all. Like, it seemed like it was a really good spot for the Broncos. Like, there are some bets that I will come on this show, come on You Better You Bet, and I will make in my personal life, even before I was doing this in the media, that I would regret. You know, like, my Rams pick last week was a bad pick. Like, there's no doubt about it. That was bad handicapping. Jared Goff throws for 78 yards. It's indefensible. But, like, the Browns on Sunday, for instance, like, that's a bet that I would make again, and I feel like I'll win the next time. I will take the Broncos or a team in a spot like last night every single time, and last night turned out to obviously to be a bit of a disaster, but I will make that bet again 10 times out of 10, and I'll feel like I'll win more than 5 at a time, probably 6 or 7 out of the 10 times. So, didn't work out, but I thought the process was good going into the game. I don't regret taking the Broncos, despite the result obviously being lopsided in the other direction.
All right. Let's look at the Dolphins this weekend, okay? You know, not that we want to bet the Dolphins, but we got to get the local perspective. So they're a 17-point, I think it is, a 17-point dog at the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Bills crushed the Dolphins last year, had a very hard time with Josh Allen last year in a season the Dolphins were trying to win games. So what do we make of Miami and Buffalo Sunday?
You know, if Josh Rosen had been the starting quarterback to the Dolphins in this game, this would have been an easy lay of the points for me with the Buffalo Bills. And that's not to say that Rosen shouldn't be starting for Miami. Like, I kind of don't get what Brian Flores is doing here, the yo-yoing of the starting quarterbacks. Like, just pick a guy and stick with him. Just play Rosen. Like, I don't even understand what the point is here. Like, you're trying to lose games. Play Rosen. Like, he's not as good as Fitzpatrick right now, but he's got higher upside. So that's the guy that they should be playing. But they're not. They're playing Fitzpatrick. So I'm going to stay away from this game. I mean, the number is so huge. Like, I don't know. I don't want to lay 17 points against Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, the back door could be open late. And, like, I don't have confidence Rosen could stroll through it. But I think Fitzpatrick's got a chance to stroll through it here. And it's like I say, you know, friends don't let friends do drugs, and friends don't let friends bet on the Miami Dolphins. So certainly can't advocate taking the points. If I had to bet the game, I would lay it with Buffalo. But again, like, this is not a game I'm really interested in betting on Sunday. The Bills will obviously win.
Let's look here at a couple of the big matchups for this weekend. How about Houston and Indianapolis, okay? Deshaun Watson, I love him. I'm a big fan. Indianapolis, I think, has been a lot better than most people thought they would be once Andrew Luck went down. Colts are given a point at home. What do we make of that?
Yeah, and here's what's utterly fascinating about this game, right? And, like, we're going to wait for, like, the full Patrick Mahomes info to come out, the injury information. Like, maybe it's 3 weeks, maybe it's longer. We don't know at this point. It's possible that these two teams, like, the winner of this game could, like, stake its claim as the second-best team in the AFC if the Chiefs are without Patrick Mahomes and, like, the Bills are in the mix as well. Like, the AFC is completely wide open. And as for the team that will stake its claim this weekend, I think it'll be Jacoby Brissett and the home team in this game, the Indianapolis Colts. Now, you know, people remember what they saw last. And the last thing we saw from the Texans, obviously, was them going to Arrowhead and beating the Chiefs. But then we forget because the Colts were on a bye last week. The last time we saw the Colts, they were, you know, pulverizing the Chiefs at Arrowhead in that Sunday night game behind, like, an Emmitt Smith-type performance from Marlon Mack. And now the Colts are at home, and, like, this line's fluctuating from, like, Colts is a short favorite to Texans is a short favorite on the road here. I really like Indianapolis at this spot at home, and I'll take Frank Reich over Bill O'Brien any day of the week, twice on a Sunday in Indianapolis. Give me the Colts here. I think the Colts will win the game on Sunday.
Now, what do you do with a game like Tennessee hosting the Chargers? And what I mean by that, obviously, is you got a new starting quarterback there in Ryan Tannehill. He had a full week to prepare, we're assuming, with the first-team guys in practice this week. What do we make of Tennessee and Los Angeles?
I personally make nothing of it. Like, I want nothing to do with this game. I don't want to bet on it because I don't trust either team. Like, you guys know down in South Florida, like, I thought Ryan Tannehill was going to be something special. That was, like, 5 years ago. Like, we know who Ryan Tannehill is. I guess, like, he's a better option than Marcus Mariota, just as Mariota's completely shell-shocked at this point. Like, I feel bad for the guy. If I'm Marcus Mariota, I'm hanging them up, I'm taking my millions, and I'm going to Hawaii, and I'm going to live as a god in Hawaii for the rest of my life. Who needs this crap getting pummeled every single NFL Sunday when you can go live in Hawaii? That's what Mariota needs to do. But as for this game, you can't trust the Titans because you can't trust Tannehill. You can't trust Rivers and the Chargers because the whole team's injured, and they've been absolutely horrendous. We saw that Sunday night against the Steelers, but I will pass along this information to you guys. I'm not going to bet this game, but basically I think every single, like, pro bettor or odds maker we've had on You Better, You Bet this week, they all like the Tennessee Titans. So I'll give you that piece of information that the quote-unquote, like, sharp side seems to be Tennessee, but I personally will not be betting this game.
Nick, give us a live dog, home or road. Who's a dog we think that could win outright this Sunday?
Well, here, let's refine the question a little bit here. Like, are you looking for, like, a big-time underdog in the NFL here? Are you looking for, like, a short underdog? Like, what do you think? I can give you a lot here. What are you looking for?
Any. Just a live dog.
Okay, I'll give you two. Let's go to the Oakland Raiders on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Raiders receiving core is Packers receiving core is absolutely decimated. Davante Adams, MVS, and Geronimo Allison all out. Raiders coming off the bye. Packers on a short week. Packers are a fraudulent 5-1. I'm taking the points with the Raiders. It would not shock me at all if the Raiders won the game outright. How about the Baltimore Ravens on the road in Seattle catching 3.5? I love the over in this game. That's my preferred play, over 49.5 Baltimore and Seattle. But I think Seattle's kind of fraudulent as well. And the Ravens are to a degree also, but I like the Ravens in this game to outscore Seattle. And I think Baltimore will win the game on the field. I'll give you a wacky one. How about this? I don't know if I said it on this show. I do, like, I've done so many of these things. Like, I don't even remember, like, what I say on each show. But I had the Jets to beat the Cowboys last week, and people laughed at me. I would not be surprised if the Jets beat the New England Patriots on Monday night. I think it's going to be a close game in the fourth quarter, one way or the other. Patriots may end up winning the game. Obviously, I wouldn't be stuck. If you had a gun to my head, I'd probably take the Patriots to win, because, like, how do you go against Brady and Belichick with your life on the line? But I think they're worth a shot here. The Jets getting 10 on Monday night is my favorite against the spread play of the week in the NFL, and I will absolutely have a couple shekels as well. Jets on the money line. Brady doesn't look good. He doesn't really look healthy. That offense doesn't look good right now for the Patriots. Sam Darnold is, like, an incredible, like, massive exponential upgrade, obviously, over Luke Falk. That Jets offense came to life last week. I think the Jets are going to keep this close here. I think the Jets could win the game on Monday night. Maybe I look like an idiot next week when I come on the show. We'll see.
So here's what Nick's given us so far. We like Indianapolis -1. He gave us three dogs he liked. Best play being New York Jets +10, but also likes Baltimore +3, Oakland +5. Is the over 49.5 Baltimore and Seattle, is that your favorite total on Sunday?
I think that is my favorite total on Sunday, yeah. And, like, there are a couple that I think really stand out. I mean, it's tough to go anywhere but under in that Bears Saints game, which is 38.5. I think both. Yeah, I think the Bears defense is smarting off the London game against the Raiders, and I think the Bears defense will come to play. I like the over in the Giants Cardinals game, which is currently around 50. I think both Daniel Jones and Kyler Murray will play well there. But I mean, yeah, if you're going to make me pick one total that I like the most, it's probably I like that Rams Falcons over also. But if I had to pick one, like my one favorite total, it would be the Ravens and the Seahawks. That total currently sitting at 49.
Excellent, excellent job. Great job as always, Nick. Nick, give some plugs for You Better You Bet on the way out. Go ahead.
Appreciate it, Sanzo. Thank you very much. So the great people of South Florida, I urge you to check it out. If you're into sports, you're into gambling, you're into laughing, a lot of entertainment on the show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the radio.com app. You can find it. It's released as a podcast the next day. Wherever the hell you find podcasts, you can find it. Search You Better You Bet. And Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. And then the Action Network takes over from noon to 1 p.m. as we get you set for kickoff on an NFL Sunday. So very much appreciate that, Dazzle. Thank you, sir.
All right, Nick. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a ton.
Great. Wishing you and all the great people of South Florida minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
And, of course, that is Nick Costas, who, as you heard, you can check him out on radio.com app and on the website, our radio.com sports betting insider, Nick Costas. Insider calls are brought to us by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. And again, You Better You Bet every night on the radio.com app. Make sure you check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.